For NPR Illinois, I'm Mary Hansen. Illinois could set a record this year. The state will host what could be the most expensive race for governor in U.S. history. The huge increase in campaign spending raises a lot of questions about the rise of big money in politics. Over the next few months, Illinois Issues will examine the impact in what we're calling money machines. State Representative David Harris is retiring this year, and part of the reason is money. He's represented Arlington Heights and Mount Prospect for two separate stints, stretching back to 1983.
Back then, I think the primary campaign cost me $14,000. Now, I would think it would be probably 100 times that.
Harris is a Republican and a fiscal conservative. Because of that, he went against his party last year and voted to end the budget stalemate, supporting a spending plan and a tax increase to pay for it.
I could have run again, but I then would have had to go through 4 months of a lot of fundraising because the right wing of my party has said, you know, you voted for that tax increase and that was just the wrong thing to do, and we will spend any amount of money to beat you.
Any amount of money now feels possible in Illinois politics. Campaign spending has skyrocketed, fueled by donors who are able to give huge amounts. An analysis of data from the nonpartisan site followthemoney.org shows that back in the 2006 legislative and statewide races, Illinois candidates raised a combined $43 million. And most of that money came from
the traditional sources of big money, which tend to be interest groups, manufacturers, chamber of commerce, trade unions, trial lawyers.
That's Kent Redfield, a retired political scientist from the University of Illinois Springfield. Fast forward to the 2014 elections, campaign fundraising had more than tripled. A good chunk of the cash, around 40%, came from just a handful of big donors.
So you've got this dramatic increase in how much money is coming into the system that is as a result of the actions of a small number of individuals.
This year, in the race for governor between a billionaire and near billionaire, campaign contributions from the candidates alone already total more than $150 million. In other words, J.B. Pritzker and Bruce Rauner have individually given more money than was raised on all statewide and legislative races in 2014. Ian Vandwalker is senior counsel with the Brennan Center for Justice. He says Illinois politicians are copying tactics that were tested at the federal level after the Citizens United decision.
It's a trend that is still developing, and it seems like just in terms of dollar amounts, Illinois is definitely on the forefront.
That court decision opened the door to individuals, corporations, and unions making unlimited contributions to political campaigns. He says what that amounts to is
kind of arms race mentality, where every candidate wants to have the biggest war chest that they can, and they know that the most efficient way to do that is to make phone calls to extremely rich donors.
On the Republican side, that includes the richest man in Illinois, Ken Griffin, and conservative donor Richard Uihlein, as well as Rauner. For Democrats, that is gubernatorial nominee and Hyatt hotelier J.B. Pritzker, who is cutting checks to state and county party organizations in an effort to shore up the Democratic majority in the legislature. What effect all that money has on politics is up for debate. Some, like GOP Representative David Harris, who is leaving the legislature after this year, says it's driving division.
We've always had divisions within our country, but I think this influence of individuals who can drive dollars based on ideology widens the divide and makes both sides more polarized.
But others argue while yes, money is an operating force in politics, it's not the operating force. Tom Bowen is a Democratic strategist and fundraiser.
Does money in politics matter? Well, yeah, it changes the debate. It can for sure have consequences. But if you're right with the voters and you tell them that and you find your way to get, you know, your message out to them, you're going to be fine.
It's worth noting that a lot of that money in politics is spent getting a candidate's message out. I'm Mary Hansen.